This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio, the four-hour-long sports talk extravaganza gets underway.
Wait, you look and sound like Wolfman Jack right now.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't mind. I actually
a young Wolfman Jack. I'm just
saying. I don't mind that comparison at all. Of the things you have called me this week, that's not the worst.
If you're up, you're listening, and you get that reference, you're old.
If you're up and moving and get that reference, make sure you have your colonoscopy scheduled sometime in the very near future.
It's very important.
It is very important. Preventative measures, people. Preventative measures. When you get to our age, preventative measures are the most important thing you can have going for you. Preventative measures, people. A pound of prevention. What's the old saying? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We are just trying to help. All right? Make sure you call the doc. Make sure you're all set up. You're all ready to go. All right? Good morning, everyone. It's spectacular to have you here on the show with us today. Hope that you're just living your absolute best life. Hope that your day went well yesterday. Hope your day is setting up well for today. You know who the day is setting up for very well is Michael Penix Jr. Stay with me. We're not going to fight yet. We're not going to fight yet.
Right? Oh no, I'm done. Well, you know we're close to vacation. I'm just going to say yes to just about everything you say. Yeah, whatever, dude.
Well, that's a bummer. That's
maybe boring. maybe throw in a few bros.
Bro. I got to say this. You know, Lonzo, there were questions about Michael Penix Jr. You know, is he the right guy to step in for Kirk Cousins? It turns out not only is the answer yes, the answer is hell yes. That's it. Michael Penix Jr. is a Cost Bro, too. The Falcons just lining up the Costco Bros at QB1. Back to back to back to back to back to back to back. Holler at your boy, Michael Penix Jr., also a Costco dog guy.
Not trying to be derogatory or negative or anything, because I would never want to be such a thing. I saw something on the internet yesterday, so it must be true.
Sure.
That they found human DNA in hot dogs. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you
Which
know.
Which hot dogs? All the hot dogs? Some of the hot dogs?
I don't.
Hot dogs, Costco hot dogs?
I just saw it and was like, I was appalled that they're serving human DNA to poor people.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
According to truthorfictions.com, truthorfiction.com.
Wait, is that an actual site? I don't know. Just because you call yourself that. I'm not being, I mean, just because you call, we are truth or fiction. Uh-huh. All right. Have you been properly vetted? How would you vet such a thing? All right, go ahead.
In 2015, Clear Labs, an independent food analytics company, found human DNA in 2% of 345 hot dogs and sausage samples from 75 Browns. Here's my favorite line, Lonzo. The DNA was mostly found in vegetarian hot dogs.
Okay.
That's my favorite line I've ever read of it. I'm a big science dork. I admit it. I acknowledge it. I read academic science papers for funsies because I am a loser and I don't care. Judge me as you wish. I like learning and knowing new things. I have read a gazillion scientific academic papers throughout my lifetime. Sometimes I read them just to be a jackass to my friends. Okay, because they got this weird belief and they stand on that business. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go kick the legs under that just because I find it funny and I'm a bad person. So I go read academic papers for fun just so I can bleep on my friends' hopes and dreams.
Come on, Rob. There are no bad people at Christmas. It's Christmas.
Oh, no, no, no. There's bad people all the time. And I'm sometimes one of them. If you have a belief that I find dumb, there are very few things in my life that I'm less committed to this job than I am. Sometimes people having a bad belief, finding a way to go kick the legs out from under that and making them re-examine and reevaluate their entire belief system about life in general. It's one of my favorite things to do because, again, I'm a bad person. And so I read academics papers all the time. It's fun. It's engaging. It's entertaining for me. Y'all, I have read 10,000 academic papers in my life, and no sentence from any one of them has ever made me as happy as, quote, the DNA was mostly found in vegetarian hot dogs. They also found in the exact same study that there was meat in 10% of vegetarian hot dogs, and other ingredients like chicken, lamb, turkey, and beef were in samples that did not have those ingredients listed on the packaging. Now,
is it possible that the human DNA was actually the meat?
No.
Okay.
According to Clear Foods, the DNA likely came from contamination, including hair, skin, fingernail, or saliva that was accidentally mixed in during the manufacturing process. Men's Health Journal said that after reading the report, they believe the amount of human DNA in hot dogs is, and I quote, probably not enough to worry about, end quote.
Probably not.
However, they do say that the amount of human DNA found in hot dogs is comparable to the amount of DNA found in fruits and vegetables and most open sourced food from shopping or grocery stores. In fact, they found that a comparable amount of DNA was found in, quote, any food that was touched by human hands during production, end quote. So, long story short, while it's fun to throw that on hot dogs, especially when me and Mike Penix Jr. It's fun to throw that at guys, cost bros like me and Mike Penix Jr. But the reality here is if you eat any food that was in any way, shape, or form interacted with by human beings directly during the production process, you have also eaten roughly 2% human DNA. Congratulations.
Enjoy that when you go get your next Costco hot dog.
When you go get
it's not just Costco. It's just anything. Hot dogs, period.
It's just anything.
Listen.
It's just any food.
When anything, that they compress and combine a bunch of stuff into making a fake food like hot dogs?
Are literally ignoring every other detail of the exact same paper that you're citing for this haha hilarious Costco hot dog joke. It says it found comparable trace amounts of human DNA in every food that involved human interaction during production.
All right. But your specific search was about hot dogs.
No, so, for sure it was.
Yeah. And so enjoy that vegan hot dog, first of all. Second of all, next time you go to eat a hot dog, it's going to be back in your mind somewhere.
Lonzo,
you're going to be thinking about it. And you discovered thanks to your scientific research. Your scientific research ever made you go, man, why did I look that up? Has it ever done that to you? Okay. All right.
You ever heard of prions?
No.
Look up prions if you want to have an absolute existential crisis. Look up prions, P-R-I-O-N-S.
It sounds crusty.
They are. No, they're not. They are. It's when proteins inside of your brain get folded over the wrong way. And they basically cause your brain to not shut down. You're still cognizant and aware, but you can't do anything. You basically become locked in a shell, right? Your body effectively locks itself. It's like having a computer that gets a virus and you can turn it on and you can see everything.
It's like sleep paralysis. When you wake up and you can't move.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had that before.
Except it's permanent. So. Except that's just your life now. You just live that way now, right? And it's terrifying because it's genetic, but there is no way to predict it, prevent it, or cure it. So if you get hit with a prion, you're screwed.
You're going down a road that was not necessary.
Asked me,
We're having a little fun, just joking around. You know, you're eating cumin when you eat hot dogs, which has been scientifically proven now.
Okay, I'll go back to the fun part then.
Okay.
What are you having for your little in-show snack here in just a few minutes? What's your little in-show snack that you stand over there in the corner and you pop open every day at the same time?
By the way, radio rule, also a rule in life. If someone says little something, they're downgrading it. They're belittling it.
Oh, no. Yeah. I have a point to this. What's your little snack you're going to have over there during the break?
It's not a snack.
What are you going to eat in roughly 1 hour and 20 minutes? What are you going to eat?
Okay, because I'm glad you got specific there. That would be, I'm not going to name the brand.
You don't have to.
Okay, because I'm not going to do that. Because I tried to get a sponsorship by tagging them the other day and it didn't work. So I'm going to have a sandwich.
A sandwich. And are sandwiches put together by sterilized robots in a factory? No, they're put together by a person.
With them plastic, those plastic gloves.
It and everyone knows matter.
That plastic gloves, they protect you from everything.
You are going to pop down just in like just about nets. An hour and a half.
Hair nets protect you from everything.
You're literally helping my point here. You in an hour and a half are going to pop down a nice little 6-inch sub sandwich.
Dude,
all right?
Dude,
from an
we're all cannibals.
Place of choice.
I'm not saying it bothers me that there's human DNA. I think it bothers you. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, it doesn't bother me at all. Listen,
okay.
Here's
I just want to put it in your head. It's like an earwig to a degree.
Dude,
I just want you thinking about
anybody, Lonzo.
I am eating a soily green hot dog right now.
Anybody who takes a hot dog knowing that it is all the extra remaining bits and pieces and they mash it together into a paste and then they
you
put it
like,
in a tube?
Like testicles and brains and stuff?
No, like the extra sinew and muscle and bone and leftover meat that gets cut off, et cetera, et cetera.
Like testicles and ears and brains and stuff.
When they take all that's none of that is meat. When they take all of that and they mash it in a paste and they put that paste inside of a tube and then they put that tube of meat paste on a bun and then you cover it in ketchup and mayo and relish and whatever else you put on top of your dog, no one has ever thought to themselves, by golly, gee willikers, I hope there's not extra contamination in here. The whole food is contamination.
I don't think anyone since like 1924 has thought, by golly, gee willikers, but I could be wrong. It could be wrong. I don't know.
That was the point. That was the joke. No one
back then
that goes
back
out
then
of their
hot
way,
dogs didn't have human DNA in it.
No one that goes out of their way to consume a hot dog, Costco, of which I am a black card carrying member or otherwise, and part of the selling point for me was the $1.50 hot dogs. No one that goes out of their way for a Costco dog or a Ballpark Frank or a Nathan's or any other hot dog, gas station or otherwise, nobody has ever been concerned about, I wonder what extra bits are in the hot dog. It's all extra bits. It is just made of extra bits.
Taking advantage of poor people because they don't think about these things. And poor people eat hot dogs.
Poor people eat everything. Again.
No, they don't eat that much at all. That's the point.
Not knocking the locale from which you have acquired your snack later on in the show. But it ain't exactly the most high quality sandwich in the game. Right? Why does that particular shop exist?
That was so close.
I know, it was real close.
Why
does that particular place exist? Because I'm not going to go spend $12 on a Cuban every day, although I can get way better sandwiches in a lot of places. They're going to cost more.
Dude, I've ate souse and haggis before. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about everybody else, okay? There's a lot of, not everybody. There's some people, they could care less. I mean, it looks like meat. Yeah, I'm eating it. But There are people who think about these things, and those are the people that I want to.
Oh, you're running days right now.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Merry Christmas. Days right now. All right, we got a lot we got to get to on the radio program today. Obviously, on Thursdays, it gets very busy on the radio broadcast at 8 a.m. The wonderful Lulu Kessin from the Greenville News will be joining us. We will continue talking South Carolina football. We will also take a gander at the women's basketball team because they have got themselves a little showdown. By the way, I got a Twitter DM a couple of days ago. You know who's going to be in our hood and who's going to come on the show? For a little reunion of sorts. How about Emily Adams, formerly of the Greenville News? She is now up in lovely Connecticut covering the UConn basketball team while the Huskies and the Gamecocks are getting together for a little showdown on the hardwood betwixt the lady squads. Emily Adams wrote me. She's like, hey, I'm going to be down there. I'd love to come on the show if you'll have me. Done and done.
You mean like in person?
No, she's going to probably, she's going to be, like she's flying in, going to the game, flying out.
Oh, but okay.
She said she'll be in the morning of the game.
Okay, because I might have to wear something other than sweatpants. That's just curious. Yeah, I might dress up for that.
Lonzo, what? You don't put on anything other than sweatpants when you know the boss is coming
in. Right. I do when we go win awards.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, that's only because you get to wear a costume.
Oh, no. I've just dressed up there to, like that first year when we didn't realize that there actually was a theme. We both dressed up. I wore a vest. I rocked it. Even though people like you criticize vests, I looked really good in it.
Yeah, fat guys don't do good in vests.
Yeah, well, wasn't fat then. So, I mean,
there you go.
There's also that.
Emily Adams going to join us a little bit later on as we get closer to that game. Lulu Kessin will join us at 8 a.m. She'll catch us up on where the Lady Gamecock basketball program is, and we'll do a little bit more postmortem on the 2024 Gamecock football season as well. At 8:40 a.m., Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast will pop by. We'll talk about the rebound from a very disappointing loss against the Dallas Cowboys at home this past weekend. And we'll get you set up for the Cats game this weekend at 9 o'clock. Hayton Ass Mario, Mario Heron from the BetQL Network, will pop on the stream with us. He'll give us some of the thoughts that he has had over the last couple of weeks about the National Football League. Perhaps we'll get some thoughts from him on the college football playoffs as well. And then at 9:20, ladies and gentlemen, it is the final Fight Club of 2024. The final Fight Club of 2024. And Lonzo said, we're handing out some Zoes today. All right? We are going to hand out some trophies in different wrestling categories.
I'm still not sold on the name. I don't know why you get the name the award. When I came up with it, shouldn't I get to name it? I mean,
no, you came up with this. Why it's named after you? The 2024 Zoe Awards, our awards for excellence in professional wrestling. I won't give you all the categories that we're going to be handing out winners for. I will give you one. The best Rob Brown show rub. And if you're not a wrestling fan, that's a really weird sentence for me to say. If you're not a wrestling fan, you're like, what in the H-E double hockey sticks is this guy talking about? I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to come back at 9:20 to find out. Does that mean something graphic that Rob's going to charge $9.99 a minute for? Or is that a wrestling thing that actually makes sense? Find out at 9:20 for Fight. I can't do it. Can you do it? Can you do that for me just this one time?
Fight Club! There you go.
I like it.
I can't put too much into it because I got to sing this week.
Yeah, I started to lean into it, and I got to the G in Fight Club, and it fell apart on me.
That hurt me a little bit. So.
Fell apart on me. Fight Club at 9:20, and then who knows what we're going to get. I mean, I know what we're going to get into, but you don't. So I'm going to say, as a tease, who knows what we're going to get into this morning on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, and you be a part of the show. The phone line is open for you right now. The renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone, 844-FAN, F-O-N-E, 844-326-3663. You may text us at 71-307-71-307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. And we will read them on the show. You can tweet me at The Rob Brown Show. You can tweet Lonzo at Lonzo One Word. You can tweet everybody here at The Fan Upstate. And don't forget about the Ray Memorial Hotline. It has been a little bit quiet this week on the Ray Memorial Hotline. I need that fixed immediately, like rapidly.
People are concerned because Christmas is fastly approaching and they ain't ready yet.
What's that got to do with getting on the Ray Memorial Hotline?
Because they're busy.
Can I tell you the truth? I forgot what that feature is called, and since I got the new computer, I got locked out of it. Not locked out of it. It's not saved in my stuff
so
anymore.
So you can't get into the ROC where it is?
Correct, because I forgot what the destination is, and it used to be just saved in my search. Like, I just pop it in, and so I can't get to the Ray Memorial Hotline
yet. I could email you.
I need you to do that, please. And okay. Thank you.
All right. Because I'm in there right now. So, I mean, I have to do that in order to post our chapters.
Got to get that. Hey, here's a text. Texter said, Lonzo, you could grind up the person in my hot dog in front of me. And if I want a hot dog, I'm eating that hot dog. Dog commitment, baby. I respect it.
No,
I like
that's,
a dog.
That's cannibalism commitment. I mean, that's fine. I mean,
okay. Love a hot dog.
Okay. Hopefully, you're not looking at other people and going, that'd make a good hot dog.
Do love a hot dog. Do love a hot dog. Hot dog, hot dog. Texas says, why is Lonzo making fun of poor people? So annoying.
I'm not. I'm speaking from experience as a former poor and not much better than that now. I know what it was like and what a delicacy, what a wonderful thing it was to actually get a hot dog. So, yeah. And they're geared towards, I mean, it's the prime audience. It's who they're trying to sell it to. That's why they make them so cheap to the poor people.
I want to. Rob
doesn't get it because he's a one percenter. You know, to him. Or maybe he thinks when he eats a hot dog, he's slumming it.
Or yet.
Could be.
Or yet, there's a third option, which is I just really like hot dogs.
Okay.
And that it's true.
But it's people.
There's a there's a group of about four of us, friends of mine from various parts of the country, that have a Facebook messenger group thread. And our title is Hot Dog Enthusiast because...
By the way, you can get to the thing that you want to through Odyssey at work. There's a tab.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so go there. It'd be easier.
Is I'm going to go open it up and there's going to be like 50 Ray Memorial Hotline messages. Go to the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click on the button that says leave a voice message and then do that. 30 to 60 seconds, anything you want. And by the way, while we are all off.
Just checking. We don't have any from, actually we do. There's a couple from yesterday.
One, good. Two. I'll get to those later on in the show. Yeah. Go to the Fan Upstate page on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Click on the Leave a Voice Message button, 30 to 60 seconds. We'll play them later on in the radio broadcast. And I do want to remind you that Lonzo and I are here today. Lonzo and I are here tomorrow. Lonzo and I are here on Monday. Then we are not here for the rest of next week. We will be off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We will return the following week. I will return the following week, Monday and Tuesday. We will be off on New Year's Day because I'm going to go ahead and tell you Robbie B is going to be probably nursing a bit of a headache that day. And then we will come back to work on Thursday, be there Thursday, Friday, and then we'll be with you back to a regular schedule after that. Moving forward. So there's your programming notes. There's what you, there's where we are, what you need to know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I got a thing I want to get to.
Chapter now. Hot dogs is people.
Hot dogs is people.
Yeah, that's the name of my chapter.
I want to get to this, and we'll probably talk a little bit more about it later on in the show. But I got a press release yesterday, very interesting press release from South Carolina. The press release headline is Netflix announces new sports series following college football's preeminent powerhouse, the SEC. And it's a bunch of bullet points about what Netflix is putting together, a season-long series that follows, quote, college football's most dominant conference, the Southeastern Conference, during the 2024 season, end quote. Synopsis. The series places viewers inside of some of college football's most storied programs in the SEC through unfiltered access to their coaches and players on and off the field, on the buses, in the locker rooms, at the barbershops, around the fire pits, running out of the tunnels, and more. We take an exclusive look at key matchups throughout the SEC season to show the passion and drama of college football's leading conference. According to the press release, South Carolina football will be highlighted during the series. The Netflix sports series follows the entire 2024 college football season and will premiere next summer in 2025. It is being made by the same production company, Box to Box Films, that made Sprint, Full Swing, Formula One, Drive to Survive, and Breakpoint. These have all been very successful documentaries on the Netflix platform. As a matter of fact, there was a noticeable uptick in popularity in F1 due to the Drive to Survive series that was on Netflix. I've actually got a bunch of people in my life, including my little brother, who have become big F1 guys because of that that series. So there's some weight, there's some juice behind this. The series is set to be 8 45-minute episodes, and the Gamecocks, as we mentioned a minute ago, are very much a big part of this. By the way, Netflix is kind of killing the game right now. Like, Netflix is kind of killing the game. I mean, the production value of live events, we've only had really one big-time experience, the fight.
And whether you like it or not, it was put together fairly well.
It was put together well. It's just that it kept buffering every 8 minutes.
And they need to work on mic levels. But, you know, that's just me being picky.
I don't disagree, but also that's kind of a big deal as far as live sports. Now, that being said, this isn't a live sport.
We'll find out on Christmas.
This is not a live event, obviously, as it covers this past football season. But, you know, obviously in a spot where it's being made by a production company that has many very popular sports documentaries that have come out over the past 3 or 4 years. I got to tell you, great one, I don't think I've been this excited about a sports documentary franchise probably since The Last Dance, which was 15 years ago, back in 2020. 15 years ago, back in 2020. When The Last Dance dropped. And in fairness, I do, you know, context matters in every conversation. Obviously, when The Last Dance dropped, it was always going to gain some weight because we were all locked in our rooms during the COVID lockdowns. So it kind of was like, here's what you have to do. You can play video games or you can watch stories about the 1990s Bulls. It's your pick. And the answer for me was, yeah, the Bulls.
Or you have time to do both. I mean, there was a lot of time.
We had time to do both multiple times.
Yes.
But The Last Dance, I was actually really excited about. I was pretty jacked up about The Last Dance. And while I do think that, you know, The Last Dance should have been, for many of us, a lesson in
still wondering
skepticism regarding documentaries.
How drunk Michael Jordan was while filming the thing. Because his eyes were so red.
No, I think he has a thing.
He was drinking vodka while
I don't disagree.
Yeah, I mean, because he has a vodka that he was selling, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
But again, I don't think.
It could have been water. I don't know.
The thing Mike has, I think, is probably connected to that. And I stand on my theory that the flu game wasn't a flu game. The flu game was a hangover game. And as somebody who has had to fight through multiple hangovers, for the record, I respect the struggle. I want you all to know. I view the hangover game with the same amount of respect and admiration as you all have viewed the flu game for years. I've been hungover and had to show up and go to work and fight through it, slap the side and play like a champion today. I understand the struggle. I really do. But I think it was the hangover game. Either way, the point here is I was actually really excited about The Last Dance. And I do think, again, I think The Last Dance was a healthy lesson in skepticism about documentaries, because while there are many documentaries that are made genuinely to inform and enlighten, the overwhelming amount of documentaries are made to make a point, right, to push an agenda. And that's not to say documentaries are bad. It's just important that when you watch a documentary, you view it with the skeptical mind, and you view it with the lens of, as some of this might be twisted one way or the other to make me feel a certain kind of way. But it doesn't mean you can't be excited about the topic at hand. I was very excited about The Last Dance. Lonzo, I'm really excited to see what they bring to the table discussing South Carolina's last season. A season in which, again, we asked fans in this area, what's your expectation of the season? The overwhelming amount of you was just make a bowl game. 6-6, make a bowl game. The most optimistic of you were like 7-5. There were one of two of you that said, you know what, Rob? I really believe 8-4 is on the possibility. And for the record, Lonzo and I set our ceiling and our floor for every program that we cover. My ceiling for Clemson was make the playoffs, win one game. That's still in play. My ceiling for South Carolina, absolute best that can be done was 9-3. My floor was 5-7. I said, if you go anywhere, if you go 5-7 or below, we're going to have to have an uncomfortable conversation. But I think the talent and the coaching level is there that probably 7-5 or 8-4 is most likely. And that's going to take a ball break in one way here or there during a game. But that 9-3 was very much on the table as a possibility. Well, here we are, 9-3 in a relatively prestigious bowl game in the Citrus Bowl. Sorry, the Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl. But I'm actually really excited because, again, I believe three C's, cash, coach, culture. Those are the three things players come to your school for. I believe Shane Beamer has done an excellent job building the culture at South Carolina. I believe that a coach that does an excellent job building the culture is the type of coach that a guy wants to play for. And the Garnet Collective has done an excellent job of building up the cash part of that 3C equation. I'm excited to see that from the standpoint of an outside party looking in at the program. I got, like, this is probably the sports doc series that I am looking forward to the most since The Last Dance. And I think there's something to be said for that. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We got a couple of breaking news stories over the last couple of days that we need to address. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate. Jared texted the show. Jared said, hey, Rob, Jared here. That's how I knew it was Jared. That's how I knew Jared texted the show. Because he said Jared
here. Listen, I would say that's kind of cool for anyone texting that way. I mean, you know.
Hey, Rob, Jared here. About Clemson versus Texas. The overwhelming majority of people are picking Texas. But you have your select few picking the Tigers. My question is, should anyone be picking Clemson? Of course, I hope they win, but look at the facts. Their run game is decimated, lack of depth at wide receiver, and the run defense has been garbage. I ask you, Rob, certified knower of ball, do they have a shot? And the answer, Jared, is, yeah, they got a shot. Just like Vandy had a shot against Alabama. Just like every college football team has a shot. It is the shot, though, that is defined by the concept of that's why we play the game on grass and not on paper.
Hey, man, root for your team. Don't let naysayers and people who don't like your team come at you and tell you you shouldn't root for your team. You should always root for your team.
I don't think anyone's saying that. I don't think anyone's saying that. Well, except you.
Well, no, it's saying everyone's picking Texas. That's
correct.
You kind of said that.
But they're, again,
I'm trying to, listen, it's a rallying cry. Come on, true fans.
My job here, as I've said a gazillion times on this show, is not to blow smoke up your metaphorical skirts and tell you how amazing sunshine and rainbows you are. You, Clemson fans, are a dog for a reason, and you're a big dog, and I'm going to keep it a buck with you. There's no chance in Hades Rob Brown is putting money on Clemson to win this game outright. I'm not even sure that I'm betting Clemson to cover this game. Lonzo threw what I think is the number one wild card in this game out there, which is, obviously, the experience of Dabo Swinney as the head coach. There's one guy in this list that I think is able to go talk to his team and say, hey, look, here's where we are. and here's what we need to do in order to win here. Here's the spot we're in. Here's what's worked for us in years gone by, and here's how we're going to get it done. And that's a big part.
Does he wear the rings when he has this conversation?
I mean, I would if I was him.
I mean,
I'd also never take him off.
Yeah, I don't think he's that guy. But I mean, it's nothing more effective than going, see this? That's a championship ring. See this? That's a championship ring. Do you want one of these? Listen to me. Let's go out there. Let's play hard. We got this.
But I mean, here's the thing, and this is one of those things, and we're going to have a conversation later about coach culture and cash and some schools, how they're working different angles to the 3C equation of Cruton. Dabo Swinney, I think, is a guy that you can say one thing about this. If you are on that program, if you are a part of that football club, if you are a Clemson Tiger, there's a very good chance you're there because you wanted to be around Dabo Swinney, right? Like, there's one guy on this roster that's a transfer. He ain't even on the roster yet. He joins the roster next season. If you are a Clemson Tiger, you elected to be there. And if you elected to be there, I don't think it is any secret at all that Dabo's got the Dabo way. Dabo's got the philosophy that runs the program.
The daggum philosophy over
and
here.
And you know what that philosophy is when you sign on. So I think to me, it's kind of a situation where the guys that are in that locker room, they don't need Dabo to roll in and flash the rings. They don't need a Dabo to go in there and hang a couple of banners in front of their lockers that say, I know what the hell I'm doing. Listen to me and you'll be fine. I think they already know that. That is one benefit to the Dabo Swinney philosophy. There's a lot of other schools. I point directly to Tallahassee, Florida. And I go, you got a bunch of guys that signed on for all these other reasons. You got a bunch of guys that signed on for NIL money. You got a bunch of guys that signed on to get the bag. And what happened last year was they had a bunch of dudes who signed on only to get the bag. Now, I do think that there is an interesting conversation that's about to take place because Kane left us a message on the Ray Memorial Hotline that we're going to listen to later on in the show in the Armada Audio of the AM segment, which is part of the Audio Blitz, coming up ordinarily at 8 o'clock, but we got Lulu Kesson, so we'll probably do it at the end of the 7 o'clock hour. But Kane left a message in which he is talking about the Detroit Lions. Decimated by injuries. They got like 25 guys on the injured reserve right now due to the Detroit Rock City Lions. And he said, look, like, I appreciate the speech, the hype from Dan Campbell, but while you can have all the heart in the world, like, at some point you just run out of talent. You just run out of football players capable of going up against other better football players. And that's fair. And I do think that you could make the argument that Clemson's kind of in this spot right now where they are testing the philosophy of, I'll take 11 guys with heart and grit over 11 All-Americans who are just kind of there. Like, nah, I don't know, man. That works on two assumptions. Number one, it works on the assumption that heart beats talent. I have real bad news for you. It doesn't.
It can.
No, it can't.
It can't.
No, it can't. If I take an untalented person with all the heart in the world and I take a really good basketball player, I'm putting my money on the bigger basketball player. You know how I know? Because I had more heart on my high school basketball team than anybody in the gym. I didn't get a damn scholarship offer from anywhere. That's just how it works. Welcome to the real world, bud.
In my experience, if you have heart, you don't tell people you have heart. People know you do.
Again, I wasn't writing letters to colleges going, hey, come recruit me. I got heart. Hey, Duquesne, I got heart.
Duquesne.
Hey, okay, yeah, that's probably a sitting the bar a little high.
Yeah.
Sitting the bar a little high. Hey, I don't know. What's that? Hey, Valdosta State University. I got heart. Like, yeah, you know what you don't have? Talent. You don't have talent. It's kind of a big deal. You kind of need talent and heart, right? Now, equal amounts of talent, one's got heart, that wins. But way more talent versus less talent, but a guy with heart talent's going to win.
If you're on the field, the football field, you have some talent or you wouldn't be there.
Yes, but you know what you may not have?
If you're a three-star with heart, maybe you can play as well as that five-star.
I mean, maybe.
On a given day. And it's not just you out there. Maybe it's you and like seven other three-stars on your starting offense. But you all got heart. maybe you're going to gain some yards.
Maybe so. But the point here is this.
Because adrenaline, hype, all that kind of stuff, it can make you go a little bit higher than what you normally would go.
The point of all of that is this. Dabo Swinney has built a team that is around Dabo Swinney because the team wants to be around Dabo Swinney. I think that is part of the reason that there has been, until 2 days ago, this hesitancy for Dabo to use the transfer portal. Because you go get a guy out of the portal, there is no guarantee that that guy is signing on with you because he truly wants to be a part of this coach's culture, this coach's thing. That's not for sure. And I think that has been the hangup. I don't think it's anything other than that with Dabo's hesitancy, to utilize the transfer portal. But what I'm looking at here, unfortunately for Clemson, is a team that the spots where I wanted them to shine the brightest, running back, they're banged up. The spots where they need the most help, wide receiver, they're banged up, and a couple of guys have hit the portal and gone elsewhere. A couple of guys left, like with a playoff game on the horizon. We're like, yeah, nah, we'd rather go find a starting job somewhere else. So with all of that being said, here's the objective reality. Again, it is not my job to blow smoke up your skirts. I said this yesterday. Lonzo disagrees with me, and that's okay. We have the we're going to have the discussion about it quite a bit today, quite a bit tomorrow. Of the four teams that are playing in round one of the college football playoffs that enter as underdogs, to me, Clemson is the least likely upset of the four. Clemson is the least likely. Now, there is something going for you here. There is something going for you here. The thing that is going for you here is I don't really believe Texas is a national championship caliber team anyway. I think Texas had one of the easiest paths in the Southeastern Conference. I think they took advantage of that. I think twice Clemson had to play a Georgia team that ain't what Georgia used to be. And they got beat twice. Like, beat twice. And they were in a 9-6 ball game at the half in the SEC title game. But they got beat twice by the only team that was in the top of the SEC that they played. I don't think Texas is a championship caliber football team. And I still think they're better than Clemson are. Sorry. I mean, just objectively looking at paper. If you are being objective, Clemson fans, you have to acknowledge that Texas is a better on-paper team than you. Now, maybe there is a little spark. Maybe the understanding of the situation, the experience under that spotlight that Dabo Swinney has acquired over the past 15 years, maybe that's an X factor that I can't account for in the equation that leads me to pick Texas. Maybe there's a little more to that than I'm giving credit for. But see, here's the thing. While Steve Sarkisian has not necessarily done it as the HC of a squad, Steve Sarkisian is in the Nick Saban coaching tree. Steve Sarkisian has been a part of national championship teams before. He has been a part of playoff teams before. This isn't exactly unfamiliar territory for him. This isn't a guy who got hired from UNLV to come up and then the next year he's in the playoffs. This is a guy who has been part of some major and majorly successful college football programs in the last handful of years. Now, he hasn't been the guy wearing the headset. He hasn't been the guy holding the clipboard. He hasn't been the guy making the calls and making the decisions. But he has been here, and he has worked for the guy who did that better than any other guy has ever did that in the history of the sport, in Nick Saban. So he's been here, he's done it, he's seen it. He just hasn't been in charge of it while Dabo has. I don't think there's as much of a gap in separation between the experience that Dabo has in this situation in the experience that Strickland has. Sarkisian has. The one thing that I think Clemson fans can hope for more than anything else is that Steve Sark, when it comes to decision time as an HC for the first time, Steve Sark loses it, right? He collapses under the pressure. As I pointed out many, many times, I've had plenty of young guys that I've mentored in the radio world who are wonderful at production, at content creation, at information gathering, at data building, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you go, hey, man, listen, that's a great thing that you just put together. I want to bring you on the show to talk about it. And you go, all right, next up to talk about this thing that he put together this information on, here's Johnny from the University of West Florida. And you turn on the mic and Johnny goes, and they freeze. Maybe that happens with Sark. But Sark has now played in a few majorly important SEC regular season games. He has now played in an SEC conference championship game with a one seed and a bye on the line. And while he lost that game, let's not pretend Georgia skull dragged him. They didn't. It was a good game. It's a good game. So I don't think if I'm a Clemson fan, if the best argument you've got is, well, Dabo's been here and Sark hasn't, I think you're in trouble. I think you're probably about even at the quarterback position. Texas has got a better wide receiver room. Texas has got right now, based on what we know about the running back injuries, a better running back room. And I think Texas has a better run-stop defense. And at the end of the day, I think that they can put this entire game onto the arm of Cade Klubnik, which may not be a bad thing, except your wide receiver room is decimated too. Cade needs help, and I don't think he has it. Brenning School is going to have 15 catches in this game.
Brenning School.
That's what I said.
No, he says school, but that's okay.
Point is, I'm jacked up. I like talking football, all right? Jake Brenningstool is going to have 15. There's one bet on this game that I'm going to make, and that's Brenningstool over catches. It's the only bet I'm making in this game. I'm not making anything else. Maybe Cade Klubnik rushing yards.
I can't wait to see that dude in the NFL. I wrote the Brenningstool.
He is going to be... He's going to check in just behind Brock Bowers in the dominant factor. I think he is going to be a stud in the pass game. I think he's very Kelsey-esque. Honestly.
That's why I can't wait to see him. Yeah.
I think he's Kelsey-esque. I think he checks in just behind Brock Bowers in terms of rookie impact as a guy. Only bet I'm making is Brenningstool over catches total. That's it. Outside of that, I'm not making any other bets in this game. Unfortunately, Clemson, this is not just an uphill battle. This is like get to the top of Everest battle. And I don't see a world in which we walk in here Monday celebrating a Clemson victory. But we'll find out. We'll talk more about it as the show rolls on. Lonzo will talk more right now about the sports information you need to know as he does a sports flash.
Sorry, I just saw an amazing fake punt. That was great. Jacksonville quarterback Trevor Lawrence had successful shoulder surgery earlier this week, according to head coach Doug Peterson. Lawrence had an AC sprain in his left shoulder repaired and is expected to be ready to participate in off-season workouts in April. A day after being cut, former Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire has signed with the New Orleans Saints, although he was named to the practice squad. Current Saints starter Alvin Kamara status this weekend at Green Bay is in question due to a groin injury, meaning Edwards-Helaire could be on the active roster Sunday. You don't want to lose a groin. It's not good. It's never good. This Saturday at 2:30, tune in. This Saturday at 2:30, as the Furman Paladins take on the Harvard Crimson. It's Furman versus Harvard right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. The Fan, Upstate.